And it's really an illusory kind of thing, as all drugs really are. And barbiturates are probably the most dangerous of all, because they so much impede your thinking processes and your reflexes. See, on speed, you have really good reflexes. Mm-hmm. while it's working, you know. But barbiturates are, I mean, they slow you down, and you have all kinds of quaaludes and sometimes called 714s, because of the number that's printed in their white tablets, large white tablets, mm-hmm. that have the number 714 printed on them. They're the most popular and most hard to get of barbiturates, really. And you have Tuenol, which are sometimes called rainbows or sleepy ladies or pinks or pink and blues. And you have back to speed, they're Christmas trees and they're white crosses. White crosses are very mild, small, tiny tablets that don't do much good, really. But back to barbiturates, you have the really pitiful pharmaceutical barbiturates, which are Darvon and the like, and then Secanol, which are reds, and reds are very potent. And I remember once, I had a lot of friends that fooled with the things, and I never myself cared anything at all about them, because they slowed you down so much, and you couldn't do anything, you couldn't walk. Especially when you drank. And I was always prone to drink instead of drugs, really. And on my birthday once, I was at a bar, and I was already pretty drunk, and someone diluted a Secanol in one of my drinks. And just, you know, I was put under. They had to carry me out on their shoulders. And
unconscious?
Yeah, I was unconscious. And I found out who did it, and later took care of the matter. But see if I can think of any more names. Tuenols are really popular, the rainbows, I think I said. rainbows were often called, or at least by the group that I knew, were called